right now, we want to turn to another bit of news on President Trump's radar. John Huntsman has been picked by President Trump to be his Russian ambassador. And to get a better sense of what this might mean for U.S.-Russian relations, I want to bring in Richard Kahn, a managing partner at Eurasia Advisors, who has intimate knowledge of Russia and has boots on the ground, very close sense of what is going on there. Richard, what do you make of this selection?
Well, look, I think John Huntsman is a seasoned diplomat, someone extremely well connected politically with the Republican Party, and someone who is a very safe, solid choice during a period when the last thing Trump needs is a messy confirmation hearing. And so I think part of the explanation for the choice is the domestic aspect. But he's also a very experienced gentleman who I think can do a fine job in terms of representing our country in Russia. He does not, as you know, have a background, if you will, in the Russian world. But
former U.S. ambassador to China, former U.S. ambassador to Singapore, and former governor of Utah.
Absolutely. So this is a man of great experience, and I'm sure he'll handle this posting extremely well. And I think we're lucky, frankly, to have someone with his level of experience serving our country in that capacity.
You know, Richard, one of the reasons why I was really eager to speak with you was because of some of the messiness that we've been hearing about the President Trump's campaign with respect to its relationship with China. In your opinion, as somebody who does have pretty close knowledge and contacts in Russia, do you think that there is enough evidence that has already been presented to give you a concrete feeling that there was some kind of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia to win the U.S. election?
I would say that I think the wise course at this stage to put this behind us and for the president to put it behind him is to get in front of it by calling, for example, for an independent commission to look at it, to go forward with disclosure on his own part in terms of all of his contacts, all the rumors of kompromat, anything that could potentially come out, because we are going to see an ongoing trickle of information. So I think that is the wisest course. It also will help him avoid any issues relating to interfering with the, with an investigation, which, as we know, it's not necessarily the actions themselves, it's the actions subsequent that can lead to various legal problems. So I think he's asking for trouble by having this handled exclusively by a Republican-dominated committee, and that in the long term, this is only going to lead to a longer and more painful situation. But I guess it's a long way of getting to the answer to your question. I do have genuine concerns.
I thought it was just a punt, but go on.
I am going to answer. I do think that from what I've both seen and what I've heard in Moscow, that there is reason to be concerned about this issue of whether the decisions that he made in the past and potentially some that he will make in the future are fully independent, or whether they are in part influenced by relationships, financial or otherwise, or kompromat that the Russians may have. And I think it's healthy for us to get to the bottom of all of that. I regret that that's a situation, but I think that that is the case.
I wonder if you could comment on the state of the Russian economy, having come out of a recession. And I'm wondering whether you can speak to the issue of economic performance in not just taking into account the oil sector, because it's chemical, agriculture, machinery, food. What is the state of the Russian economy right now?
The Russian economy has largely been frozen for some period. It's been compared often to the Brezhnev years. The financial markets really have not been functioning. This is in part due, of course, to sanctions, but that's not the entire story. It's also due to just the a sense of ennui, the freezing, if you will, of initiative in that environment, because people recognize that if they build a company and have success, that ultimately some government-related entities will seek to obtain control of that.
I was hoping to lead you down to military spending, because the Russians have said that they are going to increase their military spending, but also the way that they calculate GDP has changed, and they now include military spending as part of that GDP report.
Well, first, let me say Russian military spending is a fraction of what we spend. The statistics I've seen is somewhere in the area of maybe 6 to 7% of what we spend on our defense spending. And indeed, the increase that is now being proposed by the current administration would be in the total amount of what Russia spends on defense. So, you know, Russia is not in a position to compete with us on defense spending, but we're already in a position that dramatically exceeds anything that the Russians can put up on all sorts of military fronts.
I want to thank you very much for joining us, Richard Kahn. He is managing partner for Eurasia Advisors, giving us some detail about the United States' relationship with Russia, maybe pointing out that John Huntsman, ambassador, he's been selected to be the U.S. ambassador to Russia by President Donald Trump. Perhaps he can change the relations and put them on a more positive note.